Hey, Top of Mind listeners, it's Julie here with a special bonus for you this week. I hope you caught our latest episode about why credit cards seem simultaneously dangerous and also indispensable for financial survival in America these days. We explored lots of interesting history, and we also included some specific insights for folks trying to pay off credit card debt. But there is an aspect that we didn't have time to include and I still think would be really helpful. So I'm back with a quick bonus to cover that. It's credit counseling agencies. You've probably seen the ads promising to help you pay off your cards and fix your credit score. And I have wondered, is that legit? Is this a scam? Do I have to pay them to help me pay off my debt? How does this work exactly? So I've got Thomas Nitschy on the line from Money Management International. It's one of the largest and well-respected nonprofit credit counseling agencies in the whole country. He is a financial educator and a former debt counselor, and so we're going to get some answers. Thomas, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
And I've also got Susan on the line. She recently paid off a pretty big amount of debt with some help from Money Management International. Susan, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
We're not going to use your last name so that you can be frank about some things that a lot of us don't like to even talk about publicly. So I appreciate you being willing to do this. Can we start with a bit of your story, Susan? How much credit card debt did you ultimately end up in?
I had over 80,000 actually. And I think it really got to be crazy when at the time I was married and my partner and I were also expecting, and I was able to be approved for a loan for a house, and we moved into the house. The problem is that that house had a lot of issues in it. And so to get like things I really wanted to attend to, especially before I brought a baby into it. And so we ended up putting a lot on cards for home improvement stuff that need to get attended to. That was a big chunk. And then after I had my child, I dealt with a lot of postpartum depression issues. That was part of it. That was affecting my work. And I think just part of it too, just it was so hard to leave my son. And we were trying to figure out if we could work it where I didn't have to work as much as I had been, because I, up to that point in time, had been the primary breadwinner. And so we tried it. We tried it where, I decreased my hours. And unfortunately by that point in time, my job let me go. And so, a lot ended up those first couple years of my son's life, a lot ended up going on the credit cards, you know, it just built up medical bills and groceries and just all the, like the little things that just kind of kept building up and up. Mm. And so, and then COVID hit. And so then even more went on the cards.
Yeah, I can easily see how that would end up with 80,000. I mean,
that's, yeah.
It yeah. must have felt crushing, though, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
What did you do to try to pay it off? I mean, were there false starts? Sort of, what was your process?
I think it was like not being able to keep up, and you know, I'm sure Thomas can speak more to the details of it. But I think what was really wonderful about MMI is that because the interest is so high with everything. And so it's like every little bit you try to put forward to pay it, it felt impossible to actually make any headway because I was still paying so much interest every month.
Yeah.
And with MMI, it was helpful that, you know, they could bring that down so much. So it actually, so much of it's psychological too. You know, you can see when there's actually a change that's being made, and it felt more motivating to affect every other aspect of my life, to doing everything I could to put together every little bit of money to pay something off. And I didn't feel that before I was able to have MMI. Mm. I think it felt defeating.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a great sales pitch there for not doing kind of the like, I'm trying. I think I could imagine how it felt, Susan, a lot like you're just running in place. So I am really curious then. Let's bring Thomas in for a little bit more information on exactly what difference a credit counseling agency can make. First of all, what is a nonprofit credit counseling agency, Thomas?
So nonprofit credit counseling organizations have been around almost as long as credit cards themselves. People came to realize that, hey, some people get in over their heads with credit card debt. They need a little help getting out. And there are, you know, while creditors offer what we call financial hardship programs directly, you know, you can approach your creditor and ask them for a lower interest rate and explain your situation and try to get that rate down. And on average, most consumers are successful in getting the rate down. But some consumers are so overwhelmed with so many creditors and so much debt that they find that really almost impossible to do on their own. So okay. Where we come in is we will help by first understanding what their situation is and then contacting their creditors. And creditors have what are called concessions, where they will work with nonprofit credit counseling agencies and consumers who seek their help by reducing the interest rates, consolidating payments into one, and putting them on a plan to be debt-free on average within 4 years.
And that's something that actually really shocked me that we learned in our episode that we just dropped, that you can call your credit, you can like call the customer hotline and ask for a lower interest rate or ask for a fee to be waived. And so you can do a little bit of that for me. And then you say you try to, you consolidate all of it. So Susan had a lot of cards going.
Exactly.
You kind of put it all into one bucket. Okay.
Yeah. So then that way there's just one monthly payment. It can be split into multiple deposits if needed, but it's one payment instead of juggling all these different due dates and different creditors and, you know, having auto pay set up and wondering if the money's going to be there or not that day or whatever. It's one payment that's made through the credit counseling organization. So it's much like a consolidation loan. We're getting the interest rate down on average into the single digits. On average, it's been down to about 7%. And then it consolidates the payment much like a consolidation loan, but it's great for people who have blemished credit who can no longer get a consolidation loan.
Right, right. 7% is way lower than the averages out there that are in the 20s, right?
Right,
so,
exactly.
Okay, so, but then does the credit counseling agency become my creditor? Like, are you buying all of my debt
or somehow
taking it on?
Not at all. We're just the intermediary between the creditor and the client. So we work, we send the creditor's proposals. We say, hi, we've got this client and you need some help. They have other debts. Here's their situation. Can you reduce their rates and join and add them to the debt management program? And so in most cases, they accept. We're talking about unsecured debt here, right? So credit cards, retail cards, bank personal loans, credit unions, that sort of thing. Most will work with us.
And they're more likely to take that offer from you than just from me directly?
Right. They may be because they know that you're getting some support and they know that they're not the only creditor participating. So in other words, if you call a bank and say, and ask for help, the bank sees your credit report and they can see that they're one of many different creditors that you have, right? And so they know that if you've invested enough of your time and effort to work with a credit counseling agency, you're probably pretty invested and they know that your other accounts are going to be included. So they don't have to worry about as much whether you've kind of fall off the bandwagon, so to speak, right, with them because you've prioritized some other creditor's payment, because they know that if all the creditors are participating, then it's all one monthly payment. And hopefully you are able to sustain that payment for the duration and get it paid off. So they know that there's a high likelihood of success. About 70% of our clients who start a debt management program successfully complete it.
Okay, so how do you get paid? Are you taking a commission or what's happening?
So there's what's called a fair share payment that comes from the creditors of a few percentage points of the amount that's paid back through the credit counseling organization that they donate.
Credit card companies pay you.
Exactly.
To help me pay them off.
Correct. And then there's also a nominal client fee. On average, it's about $24 a month. So the creditor's invested, the client is invested, it's a nominal payment that the client gives. Obviously, it's made up for in the reduced interest rates. But that's how our funding works. And then we're also a HUD-approved housing counseling intermediary. So we receive funding from HUD and from other private sources to provide financial counseling and housing support.
And what you're describing is a standard for nonprofit credit counseling agencies. So this is industry standard. Susan, let me pivot back to you for just a second. So was it getting onto this debt management plan, the kind of consolidation? Is that sort of what made the difference for you?
Yeah. And actually, I wanted to speak what you were talking about earlier, because I had that happen where I called them on my own before I went with MMI to try to get the interest rates to come down. And I did not. I was always rejected or denied. So, it was, I think, a big factor that and being able, but I think even just in talking to someone that didn't make me feel like a terrible person, was really nice. And so
being able to call a credit, like talking about your debt counselor or whoever was working with you at MMI, Money Management International.
Yeah. It really made a difference in the consolidation and the lower interest and all those little pieces made a huge help.
How long did it end up taking you have you paid it all off? All 80,000?
Yes.
You have?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. big, big round of applause. That's amazing, Susan. How long did it take?
Oh, 4.5 years. Yeah.
Four and a half years of of sending a monthly payment to the credit counseling agency.
Yes.
And also paying that monthly $24 or whatever fee. Yes. And that felt like money worth well spent for you.
Yes, it did. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like Thomas mentioned, it totally, I mean, compared to what I would have paid interest wise, like forget it. Yeah. Like, it was such a huge difference. So,
So what was making the difference though? So you had a lower interest rate, and then was your monthly payment bigger than it would have been otherwise or lower? Like how did it feel different than if you had been paying it off on your own?
Well, okay. So it was lower. It was lower than what I would have been paying individually for each single credit card.
Okay. Just to cover the monthly like minimum.
Yes, that you would exactly. Okay. Exactly. And then of course, because interest was further down, it made much more headway and how much was being paid every month. I think the fact that it was consolidated made it so much simpler and less overwhelming and less of a stressful experience. And I think because feeling-wise, because you see that it's making a change every month, it just felt more motivating to consider all the other aspects of my life and what else I could do to put together, you know, money.
Yeah, that's motivating cycle that kind of kicked in for you. During that whole time, did it feel like you had really tightened your belt? Like, was it painful those 4 years?
I think in the beginning it was, but after a bit, no, it was, it felt good.
Yeah, so it's that pie chart on your monthly statements, right, Susan, where you can see the how much you've paid off versus how much you've got left, right?
Yes.
And you can see that changing over time. It's really rewarding. And it is, I think there's just an element of control, right? When you're in that much debt, you feel like a loss of control. And by having a debt management program, you feel like you've got somebody on your side that understands what you're going through and is organizing it all, right? All these accounts are in one program. You can see all the interest rates have been reduced. The monthly payments are being dispersed to your creditors each month, which is a key difference between a debt management program and a debt settlement, which is offered by the for-profits. A lot of the ads that you mentioned at the top that you'll see are for-profit debt settlement companies where they're telling people to basically stop paying their debts, pay them, and at some point in the future, we will settle for less than you owe, usually about 50% of however much you owe. Right. Mm. So the problem there, though,
is that legit? That
it's not
works?
That it's not legit. It's just that most people don't understand how they work and that all their accounts are not going to be paid for an extended period of time. So if you're current, Susan, I assume that you were current at the time you first contacted us or pretty current.
I was. Yes.
Yeah. So what would happen? The difference between what happened when she contacted us versus contacting a settlement company is the settlement company would have said, okay, sign up with us, stop paying your creditors, pay us. We're going to put that money in an escrow account. And once there's enough in there to start offering settlements, we will reach out to the creditors and offer them half of whatever you owed.
Oh, we'll negotiate to kind of clear it. Okay.
Whereas a debt management program is negotiating and reducing the interest rate, a debt settlement is reducing or negotiating on the principal. But in
the
order
debt settlement sounds like a better deal, but it seems like it's a little risky.
It's very hard on your credit and it's risky because the creditors.
Oh yeah, it probably kills your credit score in the interim because you're not paying anything to any of your creditors.
Exactly, and it's not that it's never a good option because if your accounts are already in collections, then sure. The damage has been done. And if you need a little help doing a settlement, then, you know, we even do that in some states. So if you need help with a settlement, that is legitimate. And that's something you can also do on your own. But it's really a matter of what your goals are and what the status of your debt was. You know, if you're somebody that's not worried about buying a car or a house or any other big purchases anytime soon, and your debt's already in collections, then by all means, settle it for as little as you can to get it cleared, get it cleared up. And then move on with your life. Start rebuilding your credit, get a credit builder loan, get a secured credit card, make good payments, start rebuilding that credit, right? But if you're like Susan was, and she was current on her accounts, we want to do everything we can to keep them current if we can. And a debt management program does that. In fact, if it's less than 3 months past due, most creditors will do what we call a re-age. They'll bring the accounts current without making up the past due payments. Hmm. So that's a really great benefit because if you're feeling overwhelmed and you can't get caught up on payments, but your accounts are still with the original creditors, it's a great thing if you can start making a debt management plan payment and then the creditors just bring those accounts current after three payments on the plan, because then your credit's being rebuilt as you go through the debt management program. On average, our clients increase their scores about 80 points from start to finish.
What happens if I'm on a debt management plan with you, you've done all the negotiating and you've got me this single payment that I'm making, and then my situation changes or I make a bad decision? So what if I miss a payment, or what if I can't follow through on the plan that you've put together for me?
Right. So there's some limited flexibility, right? So if you have a hardship, and the biggest thing is to remain in communication, just like it is with your creditors, remain in communication with your counselor. And the reason is this, if you've got 8 creditors, everyone has a different policy and some are more forgiving than others. So by communicating with your counselor can say, hey, listen, I understand you're having a hard time. Why don't you go ahead and reduce your payment this month, but can you at least make $200? And that way we can pay creditor A and B, because if you miss a payment with them, they're going to drop. But the other creditors,
out of the deal and you're back to square one with whatever interest rate you originally had.
Some creditors will accept a second proposal, some will not. So every creditor is different, right? As far as
what percentage of your clients wash out?
About 30% we determine don't complete the program in full. Now, sometimes we don't hear from them and we don't know why they pulled out. They may have, gotten a windfall, paid the creditor off directly and just not told us. But there is about 30% that dropped the program before it's complete. So a debt management program is not a fit for everyone. In fact, only about 1 in 3 clients that we counsel engages with us long-term in a debt management program. The others we're simply giving advice to, telling them how to talk to their creditor, telling them how a settlement works, referring them to a bankruptcy attorney. You know, there's a number of other paths that someone might take.
At what point do I know that I need to maybe get some help with this, right? What would be the markers that it's time to call a credit counseling agency?
Yeah. If you're worried about making your next payment, that's a great time to call. If you've started falling past due, definitely. If you're just feeling financially stressed, you just need some advice on how to pay this down faster. Maybe you just need to do a debt snowball or debt avalanche, right? Where you're, choosing the highest balance or the highest interest or the lowest balance and aggressively paying that off and then doing minimums on the rest and then working your way down the list. There's a number of different strategies that are possible, but sometimes people just need somebody to hear them, right? Because like you mentioned earlier, debt is very stigmatizing. Even though it's so common, people feel a lot of shame and embarrassment around debt. I certainly understand that, right? Like I was a former client in my 20s before I came to work for us. Understand that, I didn't want to tell family I was having a hard time, and I had enough issues in my personal life. I didn't want to give anybody any more ammo, so to speak, against me to tell me I wasn't doing right in my 20s. It's sometimes a relief that people have someplace they can turn to, a non-judgmental ear where they can unload their financial baggage where they might not be able to anywhere else. We do see that a lot. There's a debt-free community on Reddit that's really great. We've seen a lot of traffic from the debt-free community on Reddit. So shout out to them. And as well as ChatGPT. So AI too, right? Those are both places where you can open up about anonymously about your financial situation and get some really great advice. So we are certainly not the only place people can turn to, but if you're looking for a human to talk to that's going to be empathetic, most of us who work here have been there before and we really understand we're empathetic. And our average client counselor's tenure is about 13 years. So you're going to likely be talking to somebody with a lot of experience.
And just as we start to wrap up here, Thomas, to find a reputable, because there are scams out there, to find a reputable credit counseling agency, is there, where do I look?
Yeah, doing your due diligence is so important, engaging with any financial services company, but especially in the debt relief space, because there are so many scams, especially as things get more difficult in the broader economy, there's going to be more of those scammers that pop up trying to take advantage of people. So do your research. A simple Google search can tell you a lot about a company. What are other consumers saying about them? Are they a member of the Better Business Bureau? Do they have a good rating? What are the reviews like? You know, what is sites like Trustpilot saying about them? You know, there's a lot of places you can turn to get a feel for what, for, you know, a legitimate organization. The debt-free community on Reddit, we see a lot of people asking this question there. You know, who can I turn to for legitimate help? ChatGPT, asking ChatGPT about it. It'll guide you to some reputable organizations.
But I love it. The AI is now part of the...
Absolutely. It's part of the conversation. And it's so great. You know, so definitely look for agencies that are nonprofit, that don't have any complaints with your state attorney general's office, that are accredited by the National Foundation for Credit Counseling or the Financial Counseling Association of America. Those are some of the indicators that you want to look for.
Mm. Susan, I'd love to give you the last word here. Is there something, when you look back, something you would do differently? Like what's the thing that you would advise people?
I think we forget how many things we do emotionally related to money. Hmm. And I think it becomes a thing to satisfy needs that it has really nothing to do with. And so I think for me, I've changed in that way. And so it's a tool. I look at money now as a tool to utilize to add to my life, not to meet needs that it didn't actually apply to. So I think that's how I function now, and that's really helped me to pay attention to who's in control here, as opposed to letting it control me.
That's great advice. Thank you for sharing, Susan. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. Congratulations as well on getting out from underneath that mountain. That's incredible.
Thank you. I'm so grateful that an organization like this existed, so I'm really grateful to MMI.
MMI is Money Management International. It's one of the largest nonprofit credit counseling agencies in the country. And we've also had Thomas Nitschy with us from MMI. He's a former debt counselor and a financial educator. Thomas, thanks a lot for your time today.
Absolutely. Happy to anytime. Thanks so much for having us on.
And that's it for this special bonus episode of Top of Mind. I learned a ton. I hope you got a couple of things that were useful out of that as well. Let us know if you'd like to see us do more of these bonus conversations related to the episodes that we're doing on a regular basis here at Top of Mind. Top of Mind is a BYU Radio podcast. You can connect with us on social media. Look for @Top of Mind Pod. I'm Julie Rose. We'll talk soon.